That you don't look to what's going on around you, that you look to only Jesus and Jesus alone. Well, my message today is going to be taken out of Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. And the message is, turn back time. Turn back time. How many of you today wish that you could go back in time and change some things? That you could go back in time and relive some moments over again. What would you do differently? Well, today's message is, you know, God in the Bible actually turned back time. He literally turned back time. He made time stand still. Now, this is very interesting because did you know that our time that we have is a gift from Jesus? Our time on this earth is a gift. And how we use our time is very important. Let's go to Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon, in the valley of Ajalon. Very interesting, when Joshua was fighting a battle, that the moment of time stood still. That time stood still. And isn't it amazing how God can alter the time of our lives? Did you know that time, God's time is not like man's time. Man has a tendency to put human beings in a time frame. But the Spirit of God is not limited to time. The Spirit of God can move in at any time. See, we tend to limit God by our age. We tend to limit God by the time or the season of our life. But God knows no time. Please understand, you know, the Bible, there's over 939 verses in the Bible that mentions time. So time is very important to God. But God can alter time. God can make time stand still, and God can actually turn back time. Wouldn't you love God to turn back time of your life? Look back in your past. Is there a certain time that you wanted to change? Did you know God can turn back that time? He can give you that time that you lost back. You know, prisoners that are in jail, they're doing time. God can give them that time back. So, let's go on and let's read more verses about time. What does it mean to turn back time? Very interesting, I think, is Isaiah 38:8. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps So the sun turned back on the dial the 10 steps in which it had declined. So the sun, the shadow of the sun went back 10 steps. So literally, Isaiah 38:8 speaks about turning back time. The undial of Ahaz Herodotus states that the sundial and the division of the day into 12 hours were invented by the Babylonians. From when Ahaz borrowed the invention, he was one, from his connection with Tiglath-Pileser, likely to have done, 2 Kings 16:7 and 10. Shadow of the degrees means the shadow makes on the degrees. Josephus thinks these degrees were steps ascending to the palace of Ahaz. The time of day was indicated by the number of steps reached by the shadow. But probably the sundial, strictly so called, is meant it was of such a size and so placed that Hezekiah, when convalescent, could witness the miracle from his chamber. Compare Isaiah 38:21 and 22 with 2 Kings 20. Verse 9, were translated, "Shall the shadow go forward?" The dial was no doubt in sight, probably in the middle of court. The point where Isaiah turned back and announced God's gracious answer to Hezekiah, hence this particular sign was given. The retrogression of the shadow may have been affected by refraction, a cloud denser than the air interposing between the gnomon and dial would cause this phenomenon, which does not make from the miracle. For God gave him a choice whether the shadow would go forward or back and regulate the time and place. God controlled the time. Bosanquat makes the 14th year of Hezekiah to be 689 BC, the known year of the solar eclipse, to which he ascribes the recession of the shadow. At all events, there is no need for supposing any revolution of the relative position of the sun and earth, but merely an effect produced on the shadow. 2 Kings 29:11. That effect was only local and designed for the satisfaction of Hezekiah, for the Babylonian astronomers and king, sent to inquire of this wonder that was done on the land. 2 Chronicles 32:31 implies that it had not extended to their country. No mention of any instrument for making time occur before this dial of Ahaz. The first mention of the hour is made by Daniel of Babylon. Time is in the hand of God. It is never too late to serve God. It's never too late to follow Jesus. It's never too late to move forward, because God is in control of time. And there's a moment in Joshua where time just stood still. In 2 Kings 20, verse 9 and 11, and Isaiah said, "This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he had promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps?" And Hezekiah answered, "It is easy thing for the shadow to lengthen 10 steps." He was saying, do you want to move to the future or move to the past? Do you want to move to the future? Because this is not a hard thing for God to turn back time or to forward time. Time is in the hands of the Lord on your life. God controls the days and the hours of your life. But he can also turn back time of your life. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:8. "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that within the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day." Amazing time. Would you like to go back in time of your life? Jesus can turn back time. Everything that was taken from you in the past, everything that that hurt you in the past, everything that keeps you from moving forward in the past, God can take that time and turn it back. He can take you back in that time. Would you like to move into the future? Would you like to go into the future? The Lord can take you into the future. He can show you things that will happen. He has that power. A lot of prophets have given visions of the future. They have been given visions of God, miracles of God's plan for their life. They have seen the vision, the revelation. John on the island of Patmos has seen the revelation. He has seen time. See, God controls time. Would you like to see the future? Would you like to go back in time? God has the ability to do both. And God also has the ability to make time stand still, as we see in Joshua 10, for things to just stand still. God can control the aging process of your life. God can bring you back to your youth. God can make you age fast. God has the ability to make a tree grow fast. God has ability to make the tree not grow. Come on, somebody. God can control the time of your life. I'm asking you today, what time would you like to live in? Would you like to live in a time of peace? A time of war? Would you like to live in a time of love or a time of hate? God has the ability to give you, put you in either time zones. God can... Are you happy and content where you're at today? God can give you, make that time stand still. Have you ever been on a date with a woman, or woman, have you ever been on a date with a man? And you said, I wish that this night would last forever. I wish that this night would last forever. Did you know God can make that night last forever? God can give you that feeling forever. Oh, I tell you, God is in control of all time of your life. God is in control of the time right now. God knows the time and He sees the past. He knows where you've been and where you're going. God knows the time to be born and the time to die. God knows that you came from the mother's womb. And God knows when you will go back to the grave. God has your time all in control. But God, if you would cry out to God and say, Lord, I have not done what I wanted to do. Lord, can you give me more time? Can you give me more time on this earth? Can you give me more time to preach the gospel? Can you give me more time to try to love? Can you give me more time to do what's right? Can you give me more time to make an impact? Oh, let's go to what Hezekiah. Hezekiah, in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die and you will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotions and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. This, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 more years to your life. Now, I want to repeat that. I will add 15 more years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city from the hands of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city. This is the Lord's signs to you that the Lord will do what He has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps, it has gone down to the stairway of Ahaz. And the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. I will give you time, our God, our heavenly God, our faithful God, our Lord Jesus Christ is in control of time. God can add time to your life. Some of you that might have somebody in the hospital right now and they're sick and you think they're going to die, I pray that you would plead and cry your tears to God. God could give that person more time in their life. God could give you more time in your life. You say, I have so much things to do. God, He searches and weighs the heart. He looks at your heart. He saw Hezekiah's heart when he prayed faithfully and saw that he was wholeheartedly devoted to Him. God saw his heart. Come on, somebody. God weighs the heart of man. Oh, I know that a lot of you think that your time is over. I know a lot of you think that your time is over, but I'm telling you that God can control the time. God can turn back time. God can forward time. Time is in the Lord's hands. Ecclesiastes is very known for the song The Beatles. Everything has a season. A season for this, a season for that. We all have a season in time. Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a fixed time. And a time for every business under the sun. Ecclesiastes 3:2, a time for birth and a time for death, a time for planting and a time for uprooting, a time to be put to death and a time to make well, a time for pulling down and a time for building up, a time for weeping and a time for laughing, a time for sorrow and a time for dancing, a time to take stones away and a time to get stones together, a time for kissing and a time to keep from kissing, a time for search and a time for loss, a time to keep and a time to give away, a time for undoing and a time for stitching, a time for keeping quiet and a time to talk, a time for love and a time for hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Everything under the sun, there is a time. While you have lived your life, you've known there's been a time to be married, a time for this and a time for that. Some of you have lived pretty difficult lives. You say, all I've known in my life is war. God, if you pray to the Lord, He could change that time. He could put you in a time of peace. Some of you saying, all I've known is hate. God said, I could put you in a time of love. Some of you saying, all I've known is people taken from me. God can put you in a time of giving. People giving. Come on, somebody. Everybody on this earth is living in a certain time. Time frame. Time zone. There is a time, a season. Everything under the sun is a season. But just like the Lord God turned that dial back 10 steps, He can also turn your past back 10 steps. Some of your past has been so bad. God wants to turn back time of your life. Oh, God wants you to go back in time and to live the way you should have lived. God wants to take you back to that point where you have lived in time, and He wants to show you the love that you should have gotten. He wants to show you that encouragement that you should have gotten. He wants to give you what you should have been given. God wants to turn back time of your life. He wants to take you back, and He wants to heal your pain. He wants to take you back, wants to heal your hurt. Come on, somebody. Don't you know that God is in control of time right now? Hezekiah cried out, and he said, give me 15 more years. God gave him 15 more years of his life, because he searched the Lord with his whole heart. Wholeheartedly, he cried out to God. He said, God, give me 15 more years. He cried, and God granted him that. Come on, somebody, just like Joshua. He said, God, we got to beat this army. But it was getting dark, and God made time stand still. God can make time stand still in your life today. Would you like to fly? Are you ready to fly? I pray that God would give you a revelation of the future. I pray that God would show you the time to come. There is a time to come in your life. There is a time of your life. May God show you some things in the future. May God make time stand still. May He help you enjoy youth all the days of your life. May you not age. May you feel the peace and not age. Oh, come on, somebody. I've seen people have lived 60 years that are more healthy than those that are 20. Oh, I don't know about you, but God's time of your life. I pray that you would feel young again. I pray that you would fly, 'cause the Lord's in control of your time. This is a time for a spiritual revival. A time for revival in the church. A time for you to fly.